Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
How do I ask for personal time off without disclosing why? The short answer is, say, I need to take X days off. But that answer only works in an ideal world where companies don't nickel and dime PTO and managers trust their employees as responsible adults who also happen to lead complex personal lives. In the real world, every company, team, and manager is different. And so your approach will vary depending on your relationship with your manager, your role, and your company policy. Regardless, company policy is a good place to start. How many sick, personal, vacation, floating holiday, or bereavement days are you allotted? If your need falls neatly within those allotments and you haven't already used your time, then all you need to do is say, "I'm taking 4 sick days the first week of May," and leave it at that if you don't want to disclose why. If you need to take more time off than you have allotted, or have used up your PTO, or need to request the time off on short notice, you will need to have a bit of a conversation with your manager. Still, you can share only the level of detail you are comfortable with, and only to the people who really need to know, your manager and direct reports. Here are some other things to remember. Mental health is just as important as physical health. The tide is turning with acceptance of this fact. But realistically, many managers and workplaces haven't caught up. In fact, according to one survey, 62% of Americans believe that their boss would judge them if they requested time off for mental health care. But if you refrain your thinking to how you'd tell your boss you had the flu, you can request inform about a mental health day in the same way. "I'm not feeling well today and need to take a sick day," and then take the day off without guilt. If you have a long-term, more serious, or recurring mental health issue, that will likely require a note from a mental health professional, and your time off will likely be protected under the Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA. Finally, life is messy and complicated, and unexpected things happen that pull you away from work. Your manager is also human and has likely experienced difficult, unexpected things. I've always personally found bereavement policies that allot a certain number of days for different relatives to be completely out of touch with reality. No one can preordain how many days or weeks you'll need before you can return your attention to work. When the official channels come up short, you need to prioritize your well-being, and that will require a conversation with your manager. Hopefully, they will be compassionate.
That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.